the End Zone podcast. I am just realizing this room has echo like none other. It's okay, though. It's a little bit muddled from the road. I apologize. But it is certainly a good day because my good friend Trey is back with us. How you doing, Trey?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Pretty good.
The Titans are in the playoffs. You're back on the show. I am very the last time we talked, the Titans season was not going well at all. And now they have stolen my heart. They are probably my favorite team going into the playoffs here. And I am just extremely excited to watch them play some playoff football. I wanted to start, though, by talking a little bit about the AFC today and kind of the AFC playoff picture. And I just wanted to first start by getting kind of your overall view of the conference. Who right now do you think is the best team in the AFC?
Well, will you decide to sit down and have a look at the AFC playoff picture? The two teams that stand out really are the Ravens and the Chiefs, of course. Those two quarterbacks are always putting on a show. Although I love Lamar Jackson, I wasn't the biggest believer in him coming into the season, but his play this season has really opened my eyes a little bit. Although his season has been really, really good, he's found a way to bring a more modern Mike Vick style into the NFL when everybody's more focused on the downfield aerial passing attacks. I still think the best team in the AFC is the Kansas City Chiefs. And I love Lamar Jackson. Like I said, I love Lamar Jackson. I love Greg Roman, love John Harbaugh. I love those guys up there. But if you ask me, who would you take to, let's say, have the game of their life to get you to the Super Bowl, I would probably take Patrick Mahomes 3 times out of 4 every single time. Like I said, love Lamar Jackson, love the Ravens. I love the Texans, what they're doing, even though they can be quite a little erratic sometimes. The Titans are sort of a mixed bag, although recently their offense has been pretty nice, as I would say. I'd roll with the Chiefs in this one, and I would expect them to be representing the AFC in the Super Bowl come February.
Wow. I'd still say Baltimore, but I'm also kind of with you in that I believe in Patrick Mahomes right now a little bit more than I do Lamar Jackson, but that has nothing to do with his playing style, really. I think that his playing style can absolutely translate. I just feel like even though Jackson was in the playoffs last year, I feel like Mahomes has more playoff experience. Even though that seems strange to say, I feel like he's a little bit more battle-tested, and I feel like if there's a year that massive playoff success is going to befall the Ravens, who I think are the best team in the AFC because I think they're one of the best regular season teams we've seen in a long time, probably since about 15-1 Carolina Panthers season a few years back. I just feel like Lamar Jackson needs one more kind of playoff run in him. And I think they're going to win a playoff game this playoffs. But I think he needs to get to kind of that AFC championship game. And very rarely the first time you're in that game do you win it, I believe. So I just feel like I trust Patrick Mahomes a little bit more. But still, I think the best team on paper is the Baltimore Ravens by far. I think their defense is playing better than the Chiefs' defense. Mm-hmm. I think that they have the more interesting and dynamic offense because of what they can do running the ball. And the Chiefs, even though the running game kind of came into its own in week 17, I think the Chiefs still have some problems in the running game, and that could be a real weakness for them in the playoffs. But I would tend to say the Ravens are kind of the best team in the AFC. Now, my question for you is, if you had to pick a weakness for the Chiefs, what would it be?
Comes to shove, I think that run defense for Kansas City is probably their biggest weakness. Like I said, although they look maybe, and I'll say maybe with the strongest way possible, maybe they look a little smidge bit better against the Chargers in Week 17. You take that however you like. But I just can't fully find myself believing that the Chiefs can stop a team that relies a good bit on the run game when it comes to maybe Baltimore, or even somehow they end up playing Tennessee or any team that likes to run the football. I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs will be able to put their hats on and be able to stop the run game.
Okay. I think I answered our next question. So I think we both believe that Mahomes is the best quarterback in the playoffs right now on the AFC side.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Texans, what do you believe? To me, they're a really interesting team because I'm not sure. I think they are incredibly talented, but they're just incredibly inconsistent week to week on what they've shown. Some weeks they have had extremely big wins where they look like an offense that is posed to be one of the best in the AFC and where Deshaun Watson looks like an MVP. And then other weeks, it kind of slows down a little bit. And it's not because of Deshaun Watson, but the pieces don't necessarily come together. Either the wide receivers have drop problems or the line doesn't protect as well. And it all seems to kind of, to me, center around Will Fuller. When Will Fuller plays, that offense is unstoppable, I feel like. But when he doesn't, it's a very disjointed kind of machine that's only real driving force is Deshaun Watson. And I love Deshaun Watson, but I'm not sure he's at the point yet where he can win a playoff game by himself. But maybe this is the year where he kind of changes that narrative.
And yeah, I agree with you that, especially on the Will Fuller part. Will Fuller is one of the more dynamic speed threats the NFL has right now. And like you said, whenever he's out, that offense looks like a complete disjointed mess. He's really good for Deshaun Watson when Deshaun Watson's able to get some protection, just able to sling it down the field. And Will Fuller, 9 times out of 10, is going to be under that with his speed. But the problem with him being out is that all the production slowly falls on DeAndre Hopkins. And although DeAndre Hopkins is really physical, you can move him around, you can get him running many different routes, using his physical stature on slants and all that type of good stuff. Teams can easily just double him over the top. They can have a safety come down, and they can just do whatever they want with him. Other than Hopkins and Fuller, who's there in that passing game for Watson?
Right.
You have those tight ends out there, but they're not any sort of the game-breaking, game-changing tight ends that you see in the league right now.
Kiki Kuti is very week to week. Some weeks he plays well. Yeah. Some weeks he's a liability.
Yeah, and I think with the trade of Laremy Tunsil and with the Texans trading for Laremy Tunsil and bringing in Kenny Stills as well, I think they've expected Kenny Stills to be that third guy who can step up and be that two guy in case one of those two guys in Fuller and Hopkins gets hurt. But it just hasn't worked out that way. He's had his flashes. Week, 15, I believe, against Tennessee. On the road for the lead in AFC South, he had 2 first-half touchdowns. And that's the sort of the glimpse, like I said, the glimpses that he can bring as another guy in that offense who can make plays. But more often than not, it just hasn't clicked for Stills a lot this year. So, yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think that this game, and we can get into the game a little bit now, is really fascinating because honestly, and I'll just say it outright, I think the Texans will win it. And I get that the Bills are a really good feel-good story, but you talked about it earlier. I think playoff experience matters. And what the Texans went through last year being blown out by the Colts in the wild card round, they're not going to let that happen again. Deshaun Watson is not going to let that happen again. I think this is going to be a really scrappy kind of physical game that's a little bit low scoring at first, but I honestly could see the Texans pulling away because if DeAndre Hopkins gets hot and they can get Kenny Stills kind of back on the right track, I think that they have more weapons than the Buffalo Bills do. And I'm not sure, quite honestly, how Josh Allen's going to react. Anyone who's listened to the podcast knows I love Josh Allen, but I'm a little bit nervous for him, especially on the road in this first playoff start. I think it could be a little bit rocky for the Bills.
And yeah, that's fair. Although I agree with you, I think the Texans will end up pulling this one out. Like you said, it'll be a scrappy, physical football game. Two run games that can get going at the snap of a finger. But like you said with Josh Allen, that's really the X factor with the Bills. You would maybe look for a running back or wide receiver. The X factor is Josh Allen. And it's, like you said, his first playoff start, but it's on the road and NRG Stadium in Houston can get really, really rocky during primetime games, during big games. That stadium can get really, really rocky. And with that Houston Texans defense getting J.J. Watt back, they'll have their secondary a little bit healthy. Their defense should be pretty healthy. It'll be interesting to watch. And with the weapons that Josh Allen has, I don't know if I'm fully – completely 100% confident in them. John Brown's a veteran. Cole Beasley's a veteran. They have some young guys. But it's going to be a physical, scrappy football game that will fall down on those two run games and how Josh Allen reacts in his first career postseason start with it being on the road.
Yeah, I think it's just really a fascinating kind of – to me, it's just a really fascinating matchup because I'm not exactly sure how it's going to play out. And I think it's going to be a little bit up and down and just kind of an ugly game, to be honest with you. I could see it getting to be a little bit high scoring, though, because I think the Texans offense could – really get going, and the Texans defense is a problem. It has been the whole second half of the season. You saw it kind of firsthand last week. They got carved up by the Titans, and I don't think Josh Allen has the wherewithal to carve up a Texans defense, but if he gets going, the Bills, who haven't put up many 30-point games this year, could easily put up a 30-point game. And if that happens, that's a problem because I think the defense is good enough. That's the recipe for a Bills win here, I think, is some sort of quasi-shootout where you get an early lead on the Texans. Maybe you let them back into it for a little bit, but Josh Allen just remains hot and carves up the secondary. I think that's the recipe for a win here. I don't think the Bills can win in a shootout. I think they have to get a lead early and make the Texans fight back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that game. Let's move on to the Titans, who have just completely changed in 2019. I need you to tell me why the Titans are going to beat the Patriots. Do you think that's going to happen, or are you a little bit more guarded?
It's a trippy pick, I guess you would say, to pick the Titans to dethrone Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and send that dynasty packing. It's hard to say. I love what Derrick Henry has brought in the second half of the season. His physicality and the offense, especially the offensive line's physicality, their play especially has bumped up a good 2-3 levels in the second half of the season, really since the quarterback switch in week 7 from Marcus Mariota to Ryan Tannehill. And Derrick Henry is taking advantage of that physicality from the offensive line. There's been a lot more whole success in the run game. And with that comes the bread and butter with the Titans so far, not play action. Jonnu Smith, A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, and even some of the wide receiver three guys like Khalif Raymond. Or not wide receiver three, but the lower guys that you wouldn't normally see out there getting most of the targets during the game. Those guys have taken a good bit of advantage of the improved run game and offensive line play in the second half. For a game pick, I'm going to lean more towards the Patriots. It's more of a safe pick. It's Ryan Tannehill's first career playoff start. Lost in all the success he's had since week 7. This is his first career playoff start. It'll be interesting to see how the Patriots can get their defense geared towards stopping Derrick Henry. I know Stephon Gilmore will be following A.J. Brown throughout the game, so it'll be interesting to see if Corey Davis will be able to take advantage of the heightened number of opportunities he'll logically have during the game tomorrow night. But for that pick, I'll make it safe and I'll lean towards the Patriots. But I will not, and I'll tell you now, I won't be shocked if the Titans can pull it out on the road and move on to play Baltimore in the divisional round.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. So Stephon Gilmore will be following A.J. Brown, who is, in my opinion, the rookie of the year. He's just had a fantastic season, especially the second half. I know the first half wasn't so spectacular, but the second half he has really come on as kind of a top-tier wide receiver one in the NFL. You say Corey Davis is going to have opportunities. I think Jonnu Smith is more of a number two guy on this team right now. And I get he plays kind of the tight end position, but Corey Davis has not impressed me this year. I've watched the Titans since the Ryan Tannehill benching, and I don't know, man. Am I wrong to think that? I just feel like Corey Davis is not a wide receiver too. He is more of a maybe gadget wide receiver three or wide receiver four guy. He's kind of a bust in my opinion. I just don't think he's had the production, and I don't think he's going to show up against the Patriots.
And that's fair to assume. If you look at his production so far this year, it hasn't been great, especially for the expectations you have out of somebody.
Like, he makes some good catches. I'll give him that. He makes some crucial catches, but I just don't know if he can be a game changer against this defense.
And that's, of course, that's fair to assume. I just believe when watching the Titans this year, there's been a lot of opportunities that Corey Davis has had to make plays. And some of those just hasn't been his fault. You know, the quarterback play hasn't been the best. There's been misthrows. There's been misthrows from Ryan Tannehill as well. It's just a combination of things that's just made you look at Corey Davis this so far this year and just had you question, is he really worthy or is he really, you know, that game-changing wide receiver that the Titans drafted him to be? But speaking on what you said about Jonnu Smith, that's also a good bit, you know, well, too soon. Considering that Titans, you know, run a lot of play action, Jonnu Smith has been a real good beneficiary of finding those seams and finding those holes in zone and play action. The volume just hasn't been there for him. They've tried to get him involved in different ways, like him getting into the backfield. He had a real good carry. I believe it was against the Texans. He took a toss and ran for like 40, 45-plus yards down the sideline. They tried many different ways to get him involved. I don't know if the volume will be there for him to get those types of targets where you can confidently say he'll be the game changer while Stephon Gilmore and the Patriots defense try to take A.J. Brown and Derrick Henry out the game. But it'll be interesting to watch. And of course I'll be watching. But it'll be interesting to watch, especially since a good bit of those Patriots linebackers aren't suited towards covering downfield, especially athletic tight ends like Johnny Smith.
Right. I think the tight ends could be a massive part of the game plan for the Titans. And I said this on Tuesday's show, but I'm going to pick the Titans, but deep down in my heart, it would not surprise me at all if the Patriots show up here and drop 30 points somehow.
I wouldn't, you know, blame you, because the Titans secondary right now, even though they have Adoree Jackson back, that depth.
Oh, he's back. That's huge.
Adoree Jackson, yes. Adoree Jackson practiced fully for 3 straight days, and he'll be good to go. I don't know if he'll be taking the full brunt of the snaps out there. Maybe they'll rotate him in because foot injuries can be a little tricky. I don't know the situation down there, but based on my experience of, hearing and experiencing foot injuries, those things can be really tricky. And it's especially tricky when you're playing for somebody who's has to be real, real light on their feet, like in the secondary. So the depth back there with Brock and Sims and Ty Smith, it isn't all that great, especially LaShawn Sims. I'm not the biggest fan of LaShawn Sims. Titans could definitely get better, but at that spot, or I guess you could say at that number in the secondary. But right. it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's walk through kind of how we see the AFC playoff picture rolling out after that. The divisional round, for me, I have the Chiefs and the Texans, and then the Ravens and the Titans. So what does your divisional round look like?
My divisional round looks Baltimore, New England part 2, and I'll roll with Kansas City and Buffalo.
Okay.
I picked the Texans earlier, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I'll roll with the Texans. I thought I picked Buffalo, but yeah, New England, Baltimore, and KC and Houston.
So I want to start a little bit and ask you, if New England and Baltimore meet up again, does New England win that matchup?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. See, I feel especially very differently.
And Bill Belichick is the king of making adjustments, looking back over, especially when you come back a second time, he's king of making adjustments, making sure the same thing doesn't beat him twice. But there's been nobody, and I mean nobody in this league, that has found a way to stop Lamar Jackson whenever he has the ball in his hands, or stop those tight ends and those wide receivers when that run game goes well and the Ravens go to play action. So I love Bill Belichick, amazing legend, but there's just been no evidence to support that Bill Belichick and the Patriots will be able to come up with a plan to significantly decrease the impact that Lamar Jackson's legs can have on the football game.
The Chiefs and the Texans, I think that's incredibly interesting, because if the Chief, Will Fuller not expected to play this week, by the way. If the Texans were somehow to win, I'd imagine they'd have Fuller back by the divisional round. That'd be a really interesting matchup, I think, but I think I'd still take the Chiefs.
Yeah, and that's fair. I would still pick the Chiefs as well, but that would be a really, really fun game to watch. Because those two defenses are not good at all. So we can see a whole bunch of points, the scoreboard being broken a little bit because not allowed to keep up with the offenses and the points they'll be scoring. But I think that'll be a really fun matchup as a fan of football generally to watch. A little bit nerve-wracking when your team can't get a stop, but it'll be fun. Definitely really, really fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think both of us have the Chiefs and the Ravens in the AFC Championship, it sounds like. So here's my question. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
All right.
You said that you don't think Bill Belichick could come up with a way to stop Lamar Jackson. What makes you think Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo are going to be able to come up with a way to stop Lamar Jackson?
going back to the whole Bill Belichick, it's not that I don't think that he can't do it. I'm just saying, based on the evidence so far during the NFL regular season, it's been evidence that nobody has been able to formulate a plan to come up with Lamar Jackson. I think Bill Belichick can do it, but there's a chance he can do it. But there's just been no evidence that anybody can do it. Going over to Steve Spagnuolo and Andy Reid, that Chiefs red defense is absolutely pathetic. When the Chiefs and Ravens had their matchup earlier on in the season, the Ravens offense wasn't nearly as explosive as we've been accustomed to seeing it throughout the year. I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to, let's say, confidently put my money on Steve Spagnuolo coming up with a plan to stop Lamar Jackson, because that Chiefs defense has a lot of athletes, has a lot of guys in that secondary who can cover and can do their jobs, but it's just hard. Like I said, nobody has come up with a plan to really completely take Lamar Jackson out of the football game. You know, and although earlier in their meeting, the Chiefs ended up pulling it out against the Ravens, Lamar Jackson was still a factor in that game.
He was, but I would argue that's the most shutdown he's been all year, is in that game.
And of course, and I agree with you on that. But I just love Greg Roman. I love Lamar Jackson. I love what they're doing on offense.
So the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl. Is that what you're saying? Because earlier, so here's my thing. Here's my where I'm a little bit confused. Earlier you said you think the Chiefs are going to, you know, go to the Super Bowl. Well, unless I misheard you. Now, stop me if I misheard you.
Okay. Repeat it again for me.
So I thought earlier you said you believe the Chiefs were the AFC Super Bowl team.
I believe I said that the Chiefs were the favorites in the AFC.
Okay. So you think Baltimore is going to the Super Bowl?
I can't give you an answer on that.
No, but you have to. Sorry, Trey. You're on an AFC playoff preview. You got to give me an answer on that, man.
It's so hard because those two teams – ended up against each other will be must-watch TV.
It's not, you know what? It's not bad to say, but Baltimore, it sounds like in your heart of hearts, you believe the Baltimore Ravens are going to make the Super Bowl.
Look, I'll say this.
You told me no one can stop Lamar Jackson, and I believe you.
Okay,
say it. Just say the Baltimore Ravens are going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, I'll say it. The Baltimore Ravens will go to the Super Bowl. Okay, I get it. But I will not be surprised if the Chiefs put up. Gosh, you put me in a tough spot, man.
I excel at that. Listen, I think it's the Chiefs. But you put forward a good point. No one has been able to slow down Lamar Jackson. You're absolutely right. No one has been able to completely take him out. I just believe that playoff experience matters a ton. And I think Mahomes is the more experienced player right now than Jackson. And I feel like this is the Chiefs' year to make it to the Super Bowl. I think the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl against the Saints. That's kind of my pick. But I could definitely see the Ravens making it to the Super Bowl.
See that as well. Like, you put me in that tough spot. I'll put my money on the Ravens making it to the Super Bowl.
Now, we did the NFC preview already, but it only seems fair. Who do you think's coming out of the NFC? Who do you see the Super Bowl matchup being, and who do you have winning?
I have the New Orleans Saints coming out of the NFC. And like I said, the Baltimore Ravens coming out of the AFC. Fun game, two really good offenses, two good quarterbacks, both bring different dynamics on offense. But I'll roll with experience, and I'll say Drew Brees wins his second ring. Lamar Jackson still has time, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that would be an extremely interesting Super Bowl. So you have Saints, Ravens. I have Saints, Chiefs. You have the Saints. I have the Chiefs. We will see what happens.
It'll be fun.
Absolutely. Trey, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on, man.
Absolutely. Let's get you back on during the off season. Talk a little bit about the Titans. I'm fascinated with what they do with Tannehill next. So let's get you on the off season. My plan is to do just a ton of shows in like February and March, and then basically take an off season from after the draft to training camp. But
sounds good.
But yeah, let's get you back on for sure during that time. Thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find your work and your writing? You obviously do excellent work on the Titans. I've been reading all your stuff for Black Sports Online and for the Titans site that you work for. It's excellent stuff, man.
Appreciate it. You can find me on Twitter at TREWWatkins099 on Twitter. I'm regularly doing Titans content on Black Sports Online. I'm ramping up a lot of stuff on my Titans side on full press coverage. It'll be busy, but I'm really excited to do it, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
All right. Absolutely. Hey, well, thank you for your time again, Trey, and we will see you all on Tuesday after the wild card round to recap all of the wild card games. Thank you very much. We will see you guys next time. Peace out.
Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want a shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.